Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking for the record. Welcome to the RDS Who Is To Plenary Call Number 30 on 4 June 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Carlton, Catherine, Chris, Lily, Susan, Volker. We have no observers at this time from ICANN organization, Alice, Jean-Baptiste, Lisa, Steve, Amy, Trang, and Brenda. Apologies from Dimitri and Erica. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking for the transcript, and I'll turn the call over to you, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And first of all, are there any changes to statements of interest? Hearing nothing, seeing nothing, we'll go on to the agenda. If we could put the agenda up on the screen, please. And we have short-term options, face-to-face, subgroup status, ICANN 62, and any other business. Is there anyone who believes we need to change this or add anything or have any other business? Then the agenda is accepted as displayed, and we'll go on to the first item, and that is short-term options. A financial justification or a financial explanation of where we believe we are, at least where I believe we are, and I haven't gotten any negative comments other than one from Erica, which she then corrected, and I also sent out a draft letter. And at this point, the question is there anyone who believes that the letter should not be sent? And presuming that we do not have a majority of people in that position, since last week we had very good attendance and we had a decision to proceed with the letter, the question is the letter acceptable at this point? Do we need any changes? And I'll open the floor if anyone wants to make any comments. And other than Susan saying, thank goodness we're back on Adobe. Carlton's microphone looks like he's talking, but I don't hear any voice.
You hearing me now, Alan?
We can hear you now.
Okay. I'm saying that the letter, as you presented, is fine, and I think we should move it forward and send it to Theresa.
Thank you very much, Carlton. And I see Susan's hand is up.
So, small comment, but you referenced 10 members, but actually we have 11, right, with Chris?
Chris is not technically a member. And I don't, and I believe Chris has taken the position that he does not participate in decisions. Chris may speak up if he wishes. He's on the call, but I think that was the position he took. As the person who has to at times judge what we are producing, I believe Chris said he did not want to participate in decisions. I'm happy to have to record or not record his position on this if he chooses to give it. Lisa says Chris is listed as a member. Chris? Is Chris here?
I'm here, yes, yes. I've just typed in the chat. So I am a member, but I'm not going to participate in the decision-making process because I just don't think that's appropriate. I mean, I'll express an opinion if I want to, and I already have in the case of the letter, but it's not appropriate for me to be participating in the decision-making process.
All right. I will update the letter to cover that. I thought as a liaison you were not technically a member if we use the same definition of liaisons to the board, but
I guess we don't have to
use the same definitions.
No. I'm not sure that I am a liaison. I think I'm – anyway, who cares? I am what I am, and that's all there is to it.
Okay. I will make sure that it does not – I will make sure that you are not recorded as having participated, even though you did give us an opinion, and I will change whatever words to make it right. Catherine has her hand up. Susan, I presume you are finished.
Yes.
Thank you. Catherine, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Hi, this is Catherine. I hope you can hear me.
I just have
a really small point. Thank you for the letter. Thank you so much for preparing that. I just wanted to add one small point on the savings, because what I'm just realizing reading this is, if really the idea is to pause the review team, then there wouldn't be any savings per se. It would just be deferred spending, and that might be something also to highlight, unless I'm misunderstanding pause and what really is meant is cancel the review. But my understanding was that they were thinking of a true pause.
Yeah, thank you. They were talking only about fiscal year 19. So you're correct. There would be a cost, and in fact, the cost would be greater if we paused for fiscal year 19 and restarted in fiscal year 20. There would certainly be a significant, you can't say exactly how much, but a significant increase in cost because of work that would have to be replicated, new people gotten up to speed, new staff, whatever. If people feel I should mention that, then certainly we can add that.
So I think it's a pretty obvious argument, maybe in addition to the very good ones you've already added. So I would be in favor.
Okay. I'll add something about that. So essentially a comment on the impact of pausing on fiscal year 20. The whole pause,
yes.
Since they said we should pause in April, and they'll make that decision in July, was somewhat moot to begin with, but I have no problem adding that. Carlton, were you speaking?
Yeah, and I mean, what you could...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Catherine, go ahead. I thought you were finished.
Yes. So just to say, because you have a bullet point, you know, the one that starts, the public comment is due to close, where you make that argument about how it's actually asking for a pause to start before it closes. So
mm-hmm.
It makes no sense already. And you already said there in the second to last sentence, by that time the bulk of the work will have been done, and to scrap part of it or pause for a year implies much of that work will largely be repeated again later, and then you could just add potentially at a significantly greater expense or something like that.
Yep.
You know, that might be an easy way to fit it in.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Catherine actually said what I was going to say, Alan, that the pause they asked for is a moot argument. It's from April last year. So I would just add to the last sentence a little piece that says potentially you could have added expenses in fiscal year 20. But that should take care of it.
Noted. And I'll note on a personal note, actually having to write fiscal year 20 says we're 20% into the 21st century already. It's scary.
Yes. Yes.
Anyone else? I'm hearing no negative comments. I've had two suggestions for changes, and I'm quite happy to put both of them in. Do you want me to just send it or put this out, final version out for a 24-hour call for approval?
Send it.
Send it? Okay, done. And Susan agrees, and Lily is agreeing, no one is disagreeing, we've made a decision. Next item on the agenda, thank you very much for that. It's really nice to have a group that can make decisions. Next item on the agenda, please. And I need to figure out what the agenda is because I don't have it in front of me.
Face-to-face meeting.
So, Alan?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, Alan. Just before we move on, could you please recap the two action items that were identified on the modifications to the letter, please?
Can I identify the action items? Is that what you said? Yes, we'll put a reference into increased cost post-fiscal year 19, if there were to be a pause. That's number one. And number two, correct the wording where it says 10 working group members to reflect the fact that Chris is a member, but not to imply that he is formally devoted.
Thank you.
All right. We have gone from what was an amazing feat that we had, I think, almost everyone participating in the face-to-face, and now we have a situation where, due to a change in work commitments, Catherine cannot be there, and we are looking at whether there is an option which will be better or at least something. Can I be reminded from staff, did we in fact have everyone at the face-to-face that we were planning on the 19th and 20th, or if not, who was missing?
Alan, on the 19th and 20th, I believe Erika was going to confirm this week whether she could attend. Thomas was unavailable for that meeting. And that's it, I believe. Brenda is correct. This is wrong, but that was my assumption.
So we had nine of the 11 people in attendance plus staff. All right. I haven't attempted to try to put down on a piece of paper the status of the other people. Has anyone on staff done that? And can we get a summary of where we are and who do we not know about for the options of the 23rd, 24th, or 24th, 25th? I know several people have said they're available for one or both, and I haven't, at this point, I haven't had a chance to try to compile them together. Are we in a position where everyone else can, anyone is can state where we are, and is there a chance that we could move the meeting and have better attendance? Chris has said he cannot make the 23rd. He could make the 24th, 25th. I'll note that is not a weekend, so it makes travel more expensive. Not expensive, but more work days away. Yes, Jean-Baptiste, please.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Just wanted to jump on that and on the dates that were suggested. So we quickly looked at who would be available on our side, and it looks like our IT is not available to conduct that meeting, if that could be either on the two sets of dates. And the other issue at this time is that we don't know whether the meetings team could support it either. So that's the first update. And so we'll, if the review team wants to proceed with those dates, we will need to ask them for a confirmation.
All right. When you say the meetings team, I'm not sure what their involvement is, other than
that's for that's for meeting support.
Technical support.
Yeah, technical support.
Oh, so because you listed technical support separately, that's why I wasn't quite sure. You said technical support is not available.
Exactly. I mean, if you recall when we looked at the 19th and the 20th, we had our IT with based in Brussels who could help support that meeting.
All right. Now, what are the implications of not having IT support? Does that mean we cannot hold it? We take a chance that something doesn't work? I'm not sure I understand the implications.
Remote facilities would not be available, for one.
Would not be available, which technically is a showstopper. Although we tend not to have very much remote participation.
Alice, if you want to jump in.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. So just to clarify, as you may recall from the first Doodle poll, the meetings team was not available on the 24th and the 25th, but was available at the time on the 25th of July through August the 1st. So we did publish the Doodle poll with those dates, and then it was decided that we should probably explore the week before, which the meeting team couldn't do at the time, but that we asked our tech support in Brussels, and she could help us out, which she gracefully accepted. But now we are in a situation where the tech support is not available on the 24th and 25th, and which leaves us with 25th and August the 1st as potential time frame that could work. But we will need to check with meetings team if that's still available, if that makes sense. And as Calton highlighted, if you don't have tech support there, then it means you have no remote participation.
Okay. Are we allowed to have a meeting without remote participation?
I believe for terms of reference that you wish to be transparent with, you know, all your activities and decisions and so on. So my recommendation would be to have remote participation.
Okay. Let me try to summarize. It's hard working without any visuals at all. Which dates are you saying might be possible? I thought I just heard the 25th, but I thought you had said 25th is not possible. So I'm...
So at the time when we looked at the dates initially, 25th through August the 1st was possible for meetings team. But now, if you want to explore those dates, we need to go back to them and say,
okay,
they're still available.
Okay. But the 24th is not available, and we are looking for a two-day meeting. And we are looking
Correct.
For a two-day
yeah.
meeting. That implies 25th, 26th, and I believe that changes the picture significantly, if I remember correctly. Okay, so a meeting on the 24th, 25th is possible for everyone except Thomas and Volker. Thomas is pretty well unavailable for almost any date we're looked at, if I remember correctly, however. And Catherine is unavailable on the 26th, I believe. Is that correct?
I'm available, I believe, also on the 26th. Hang on, let me just check, because this is...
Okay. Is there anyone else on this call?
No.
Sorry.
Is
there anyone else?
Until the 25th included.
The 25th, but not the 26th.
Yes, but if I'm the only obstacle, I can try to find other options. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm the one causing all this rescheduling anyway, so if we do it, I'll try and find some option.
All right. There's been a bunch of chat things. Does it look like the 25th, 26th is viable for other people on this call? Lily says, Volker says the 24th, 25th will not. Volker, will the 25th, 26th work for you?
He says on Adobe it's difficult.
Yes. I have a board meeting at Nomines in London on the 24th, which means I basically, the only option would be to either fly from London directly to Brussels, which could work. I have to reschedule a couple of flights for that, or to come in the morning at Brussels, which would mean that I wouldn't be able to be there before noon. Difficult doesn't mean impossible, it's just going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Actually, if it's in London, you can take the Eurostar and be there very early.
I actually think there's a 7 a.m. flight also, but I'm not sure about that.
I have to go from Brussels to here, and it's weird flight planning.
Okay. Chris is suggesting that if staff is available, we do a doodle. At this point, as far as I know, we only have two people who have issued tickets, so the change fees will not be exorbitant. I guess let's proceed on that point. Let's see if 25th, 26th can work. and to what extent we can make it work. And if I could ask people to complete that doodle really, really quickly. Alice, how quickly do you think you'll have an answer from the meetings team?
Hopefully today.
Okay.
And the other item I forgot to mention earlier is that Jean-Baptiste is on a well-deserved vacation that week, so we will lose Jean-Baptiste. Just wanted to flag that. So that means we potentially will need to fly in some help to, have
Understood.
A full support team.
Understood. All right. And if once the doodle is out, can you reach out to people one by one and try to get it completed as soon as possible?
Yes, we'll work with Brenda to make sure everyone responds.
Okay. And if I did have one comment on the letter, if we go back to the previous agenda, I was going to suggest that we add an extra $10,000 to the contingency and bring the total cost up to $300 from $290. That was prompted by just this discussion of extra costs that we may bear because of various things. So I'm going to suggest that. And anyone has any problem with that, let me know. That's a third item that we're changing in the letter. That is adding another $10,000. All right. Next agenda item is...
the subgroup status update, Ellen.
Okay. Subgroup status. Let us pull up a chart on that. We have, at this point, one report that has been sent to the subgroup, to the plenary, and there are several others which are very, very close. I haven't counted them at this point, but I'm guessing at least four or five of them are close enough that I don't foresee major significant changes between now and them going to the plenary. Would you like to go through it one by one? And I'll ask Jean-Baptiste or Lisa to take it.
As you wish, I'm happy to. Maybe I can start and you can jump in.
Yeah.
So all reporters have received an email from Lisa over the weekend just to confirm the status of the subgroup report and whether it was in a position to be approved by the subgroup before being shared with the review team. So at this stage, there are a few subgroups where there was no reply yet to Lisa, and Lisa, pardon me if this is wrong, I believe that was for strategic policy, single host policy, common interface, and anything new. So for the other subgroups, so the one outreach, I believe this one has a subgroup approval. You have shared it with the review team, Alan. Compliance, Susan has just shared an updated version incorporating Lily's comments, and not including the comments from Volker, but Susan has opened the floor for discussion and possibly for a subgroup call with Volker to discuss it. On recommendation 5-9 on data accuracy, Lily listed the outstanding issues between Volker and her, and asked for a subgroup to provide input on this. On recommendation 10, privacy proxy services, there were questions that were submitted by Lily, one reply to Volker, and also Lily added the case study of privacy proxy services service abuse for subgroup review. Recommendation 12 to 14, internationalized domain names. Lily has just submitted comments on this one. This one is close to approval. Recommendation 15 to 16, Lily sent a last call for agreement, and this was already shared with the review team. And on the other ones, so law enforcement needs, so we provided some feedback from the legal department to the subgroup on the law enforcement survey. And there were no other updates to the subgroup report at this stage. And on consumer trust, Erika had mentioned that she will incorporate the comment from Volcker and send an updated version. And on the sample register and data subgroup, Alan, you have shared a version of the subgroup report with the subgroup and the review team for comments and approval from the subgroup. Lisa, I see your hands up, so please jump in.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste, and thanks for running through all of that. I just wanted to point out that on anything new, we really don't have a draft report yet. We have the template that was provided by staff in advance of the face-to-face, and then incorporating the action items from the face-to-face, but we really don't have the subgroup on record as completing that report. And I believe there was some text that Stephanie had intended to insert. For law enforcement needs, we're in somewhat of a similar situation in that the subgroup has been focused on preparing the survey, but during that time period, then we actually don't really have a subgroup report that describes in any level of currency the approach the subgroup is taking, and that's what would need to be factored into the review team's draft report.
Thank you, Lisa. It's Alan. I'm not, although clearly we have to get the work done on anything new, and I would encourage Stephanie, who I think is the team leader on that one, to get that tossed out. We know there are no recommendations coming out of it. It's not an impediment to getting our other work done or even preparing for the face-to-face. Not the face-to-face for ICANN 62, but it would be nice, given that we know it's an easy one to do, that if we get that one out of the way. What other red flags do we have to raise, to wave? Are there any other places that we believe, even if the work isn't done, rather that the work isn't done and we don't quite see a clear path to getting it done? And it's the clear path that I'm concerned about right now. We have a pretty good cushion between now and the face-to-face, regardless of which week it's held. So I'm less worried about meeting that target with knowing when we go into Panama that we have something clean to present. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan, and Lisa, for the record. So it's my understanding that materials for ICANN 62 actually are expected by the 8th of June. And perhaps Alice or Jean-Baptiste could reconfirm that. So I do not have a clear picture of how we pull together the not quite final subgroup reports in this week to meet that 8th of June deadline.
Let me try first before they answer. I thought that was a self-imposed deadline. Maybe a reasonable one, but was self-imposed. In terms of presentation materials, although everyone likes to get things submitted way, way ahead of time to the technical staff at the meeting, we can do submissions later on or revisions of it later on. I'm not saying that's optimal, but that's certainly not a violation of any laws of physics. Jean-Baptiste, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. I just wanted to confirm that indeed it was a self-imposed deadline on, I believe not the plenary call just before, but one where Susan was chairing, and at that time the review team was still in a position where it was possible to submit all input for that deadline. Looking now, what I have prepared for the review team is a new set of deadlines, and I would present that under ICANN 62, because looking at today's date, it's the engagement session is in 3 weeks, so we now have firm deadlines to fulfill prior to sending these slides to the ministry.
Yeah, I guess the target should be something like everything should be in, if not the formal words, then the content has to be pretty well locked in a week from now to give Lisa a week to do some preparation and not have to be doing it on the plane en route to Panama. Does that sound doable from Lisa's point of view and from other people's point of view? And I see we have hands up from Susan and Lisa. Susan, please go ahead.
Let's let Lisa go first.
Okay.
So I know that Jean-Baptiste just said he has some dates to present under the ICANN 62 slides, so perhaps we could review those. But in responding to your question there, Alan, I do think that it's important that we allow time for not only for me to insert what the subgroups report said into the slides, but for rapporteurs to confirm that they are happy with the presentation of their subgroups, in particular any draft recommendations. That's where the subgroup reports are perhaps in the most drafty state, is actually the wording of any recommendations. And as you're going to be presenting them to the community, I expect you'll want an opportunity to really look at them and perhaps even pull some that you're not quite as comfortable with at this preliminary stage.
Sure. I can't argue with that. Susan?
So when I made the arbitrary decision while you were having surgery, Alan, on the June 8th date, I had envisioned, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, that we were just focusing on the draft recommendations for this, for ICANN 62, and not focusing on the full report. So if we get our recommendations into shape by Friday, does that mean that we could provide slides, I guess, by Friday? Is that our goal, or is there more content that we should be prepping for the meeting?
It's Alan. Let me give a stab at that. I think we need to be able to remember, not everyone is necessarily going to be at the meeting. So whoever's presenting, I think, has to understand the rationale for the recommendation well enough that we're not put in an embarrassing position. I don't think that's really problematic for most of the recommendations that I've seen so far. But other people may not have been paying as much attention to all of the subgroups as I have. Not that that's an awful lot. So I think the recommendations are what's going to show up on the slides. The background I think we need to know and understand, but I'm not as concerned that we say the draft report is finalized as opposed to having a draft report with some significant input, some significant content in it. Does that make any sense, Susan?
Yes. So I think we need to try our best to get those draft recommendations agreed upon. Volker, I looked at your input for the compliance, but didn't understand some of it, and then it didn't line up with what other discussions we've had. So I think it's really critical that we have another compliance subgroup meeting that you can attend, and we can have that open discussion.
Okay, so we've identified compliance as one of the issues. What other subgroups are in a position where we don't have a high level of confidence we're meeting the deadline of this Friday, the new deadline of this Friday, or maybe that was the original deadline, I've lost track now. And let's hear, we have most people on this call, so let's try to identify what the realistic target is if Friday is not. So, Lisa, if you can identify what subgroup one by one that is potentially problematic in your mind, because you're the one who's got to do the next stage, which part is problematic in your mind, and let's go through it one by one and essentially corner the rapporteur and see where we are.
Alan, we can do that.
But you don't feel comfortable.
It's not that I don't feel comfortable. It's honestly I don't know where some of the rapporteurs feel they are. So from an external point of view, I haven't seen the strategic priority draft report recently. Catherine, do you feel that you're close to finalizing recommendations?
Yeah, just to be clear, Lisa, I'm not. You can put whatever words that you want around which ones you're identifying. You know, so I'm not going to say, you know, the recommendation firm. I want you to identify which ones you don't feel comfortable with right now. And okay, strategic priority is the first one that I believe is Lily's.
One actually is Catherine.
Okay, sorry, Catherine's.
Carlton is in pretty good shape, I think, unless Carlton has anything to say about it.
No, I think I'm in fairly good shape there. I'm just waiting for the responses to kind of show it.
Okay, can we go back to strategic priority? Catherine said she's not on Adobe Connect but still on the call. Catherine, are you in a position where we're going to get strategic priority at a level where we can proceed on it now? Maybe Catherine is not on the call. All right, I guess she has dropped off then or can't speak, one of the two. All right, let's proceed and we'll keep that one on hold and find out what's going on later. So, Carlton said he has a level of comfort, and Carlton's mic is still unmuted. Back to you, Lisa.
I believe you've already expressed a level of comfort on outreach. We've already discussed compliance is one that is somewhat at risk. Data accuracy, Lily has sent that for last comment, but that seems pretty close to completion, notwithstanding resolution of Volker's comments, which were made as a member of the full review team, not just that subgroup. Privacy proxy and common interface, we do not have a recent subgroup draft, and so it's not clear that we're closed on recommendations. In particular, on privacy proxy, I question what the recommendations final version will be. In common interface, I believe the group was heading towards not making any recommendations, but we're waiting for Volker to weigh in on the work that was done in his absence.
Yeah, I think that is correct. Common interface clearly is something that's going to change, perhaps significantly with GDPR. And it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to contemplate a recommendation today, which may or may not make any sense by the time we actually issue the report. So I can't see us making recommendations on that one, other than to review things later on.
Yeah, if I recall correctly, the potential recommendation that was on the table was around using the common, instrumenting the common interface to actually use it as a way of determining accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
IDNs is close to, was in fact finalized, but then Dimitri has one to factor in from Lilly, so that seems like it's quite likely to finish this week. And then plan and annual reports, Lilly had sent to the review team at large previously and now issued a last call, so that one seems likely to close this week. We've already discussed the status of anything new in law enforcement needs. Both of those, it doesn't seem like there are any recommendations from those at this point in time. And Erica is in transit. I don't know that I feel very comfortable that we have a solid phrasing of a recommendation out of Consumer Trust. Erica had begun work on the draft recommendation around reseller transparency and gotten some feedback from Volker, I believe, on that. So that one is a question mark for me as to what the recommendation might look like eventually. And, Alan, you already indicated safeguarding registrant data. You sent a last call out to your group.
Yeah. Let me put a stake in the ground. I don't have a problem if we identify any possible recommendations or other statements that we're making in Panama, as this is a subgroup position. It has not gone to the plenary yet. I mean, we're saying we're having a face-to-face in July, and we'll be issuing a report sometime after that, a draft report sometime after that. We're not pretending that it's all locked in at this point and agreed to by everyone. So although I would prefer to be able to flag which ones have some level of agreement from the plenary and which ones do not, I'm not worried that you know, if we cannot present a single unified position and status on all of them. I don't know if anyone else supports that, but I feel comfortable even if we, you know, we say some of these are softer because we have not really had a substantive discussion within the overall review team.
Hi, this is Catherine. I would also feel comfortable with that, but I'm wondering whether it wouldn't even be better if we just say we're still in drafting mode and these are draft recommendations that have not yet been agreed and don't necessarily distinguish, because I'm not sure what it would add in terms of benefits. But I missed part of the discussion because I was dropped from the connection for a little bit. So apologies if this battle has already been fought and decided.
No. We're just doing that, and I have no problem with that either. We're giving this presentation in June, which is a month before our face-to-face and 2 months perhaps or whatever before we issue a draft report. So I'm not worried about being softer, and we are asking for input at this point. So to say something is pretty well locked in already and then ask for input doesn't seem to be the right tone in any case. Catherine, now that you're back, we did have a question on the status of strategic priority.
Yes, so the status is that Volker, in fact, provided feedback on the draft recommendation in particular, and we're just actually in an email exchange now to try and figure out the wording. So we're not yet at a position where the draft report is agreed at the subgroup level, but that's my fault because I overlooked an email of his, so apologies for the delay.
Okay. So Lisa, do you have a higher level of comfort now? And we will keep the target of the, I believe you said it was the 8th, which is this Friday, And we'll do another status update on Monday and, see what we have to do at that point. Stephanie in the chat said she's traveling for the rest of the week. Does that mean you don't plan to do any work? Traveling is sometimes when I get most of my work done. And Stephanie is typing. And I know Chris has dropped off the call. He may come back. Short flights and driving. All right. My feeling is that the Anything New report is, we're talking about a couple of hours of work. I don't think we're talking about days of work to get that one done. Lisa, back to you. Do you have a better feel of comfort, or do you have any suggestions how we get there?
Yeah, Alan, I have confirmation of which subgroups may need the most encouragement this week, and so I'll work on that. But I think you're sort of setting context that these are draft recommendations developed within subgroups, but still in drafting mode and not agreed by the full review team. I think that helps understanding what belongs in the slides and how much work there might be between that and presenting them at ICANN 62.
Yeah, and perhaps I presume we're having a leadership call on Wednesday, and perhaps we can identify which ones are problematic and do a bit of brainstorming of what we have to do to get past that stumbling block. All right. Next agenda item, or do we need more discussion on this one? I hear nothing. I'm assuming we can go on. Stephanie is saying her stakeholder group's going to have comments. I'm not sure what that is in relation to, if it's in relation to anything new. We have come to some conclusions on anything new, and if indeed you're suggesting, and I'm talking to Stephanie, you're suggesting that you're going to put something in the report that's different than what we have previously discussed, I think we need a heads up pretty quickly.
And Stephanie has her hand up.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alan. I mean, let's face it, anything new is not the important part of this report. As I said in the chat, I'm just giving you a heads up that I'm traveling. So I need time to comment on the final reviewed results of all the other working groups, which are the important bits. You know, the law enforcement piece is important. Accuracy is important. I mean, that one's been around for a while, so, you know. So it's not anything new. It's all the other important material where we're going to have recommendations. So I hope that's clear. I will do my best, but I'm going to be driving on yep. the day closest to the deadline, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah, Stephanie, I think your priority right now is commenting on any recommendations or anything else in the draft reports of the groups in which you are a subgroup member. We are not saying at a meeting in June that everything here has the full approval of the entire plenary or even a consensus of the entire plenary, since we're going to be doing that in July. So at this point, I would focus on the groups for which you are a reporter and the groups for which you are a member of the subgroup. Anything else you can do is a bonus, but those are the mandatory ones. Susan, please go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to comment on Stephanie and take this with a grain of salt, Stephanie. But it's much easier to edit and comment on other people's drafting, but we haven't seen any drafting from you to comment and edit. So let's be fair about this. So I do think you should do anything new. It's really a short one, and it's only fair that we get to comment on your edit or on your drafting. So.
Stephanie, your hand is still up. Is it an old hand, or do you want the floor? All right, I hear nothing else. I see discussion going on between Stephanie and Susan, but and Susan and Stephanie has agreed she will try to grind out the report. Next item, ICANN 62. I think we have had significant discussion about that at all, this point. Is there anything further that we need to discuss regarding ICANN 62? We have dates here. That is, the target was June 8th, this Friday, for approving the subgroup reports. That is at the subgroup level. 13th, deadline for comments on the subgroup reports. I think we've depreciated that item somewhat in that we are not pretending that these have been approved, although it would be nice to get any significant comments. If we're going to have major objection to a recommendation, it would be nice to know before we got into Panama and maybe delete it from the ones we're presenting or identify it as one that is still under substantial discussion. And the 20th approval and the 23rd is submit to ICANN. Anyone want any comment on that or to review anything? I'm moderately comfortable with that with this schedule and that we can make this target, with the caveat of what I just said, that if anyone is going to have very strong disagreement with some recommendations, they at least identify that that might happen, so we can flag those recommendations as still being under substantial discussion. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. And I apologize if this was discussed at one point and I overlooked it, but have you discussed who is actually presenting at ICANN 62?
We have not discussed that, and I would suggest we first discuss that on the leadership call on Wednesday and then rediscuss it next Monday.
Okay, great. The question that I was going to raise is that whomever is actually to present some of these slides may want to have an opportunity in this timeline to provide any feedback.
Yes. Can we leave it at that? I think once we've identified who the possible people are and gotten their agreement, we'll proceed from there. At this point, almost everyone is going to be in at the meeting. Well, there's one or two exceptions, but we have a fair amount of flexibility. And it is a non-conflicted session. We may well want pretty much everyone on the podium, if there is a podium, and have a small number of people presenting, but a larger number of people being able to answer questions. And Stephanie is saying what she's trying to convey is she's expecting a significant number of negative comments. Noted. Further comments on ICANN 61, staff or review team? I see nothing. Let us go on to the next agenda item. And that is AOB. Do we have any AOBs? I hear, see nothing, I hear nothing. Give people one more moment. Then may we go on to the next item of review of action items and decisions.
Thank you, Alan. So under decisions reached, so you, Alan, you will send, will post a public comment that includes edits flagged on this call. Under action items, and that's for the letter to Teresa Swinehart, so you will put in a reference to increase the cost post fiscal year 19. In there, where there is a pause, and correct the wording where it says that there are 10 working group members on the review team to reflect that Chris is a member, but that it did not vote on this matter. And there was a third one, adding a 10,000, I believe.
That's correct.
Then the for the face-to-face meeting number three, staff will inquire whether the 25th and 26th of July is available in meetings team schedule, and will issue a doodle poll if this is still available. And all Revit members need to hold off on bookings in the meantime.
Okay, and can we add one item onto that? It was brought up in the chat. Can someone verify with constituency travel, which tickets were issued, and verify that they are all changeable or refundable, not refundable, either changeable or usable to reissue a ticket if we change the dates. I believe there's only been two or three tickets issued, so it shouldn't be a major issue. I know my ticket is changeable on a moderately large change fee. I presume the others are similar.
Lisa, you have your hand raised.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Once the decision is reached on the meeting dates, I would encourage everybody to book as quickly as they can. The reason I say that is I found myself very limited routings available even now. So we know we're in a busy time of year.
Yeah, that is summer in Europe. Interestingly, on my flights, I have four flights, and three of them were wide open, and one of them was almost completely booked. So go figure. All right, anything else further before we adjourn or end the meeting?
Lily has her hand raised.
Lily, go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Lily for the record. I noticed from the chat that maybe 25th and 26th of July, it's still difficult for the third face-to-face meeting. My suggestion, I add the previous 2 weeks for doodle poll for the face meeting as well.
I'm but sorry, I didn't quite. Go ahead, Lily.
I'm suggesting, can we add like the second or the second and the third week of July as a possible candidate for the face-to-face meeting as well, not just only 25th and 26th.
I think we've already pretty well eliminated other dates because of other people's commitments at this point. I may be not I may be misunderstanding you, but I think we had eliminated other options.
Okay, but currently it's still uncertain whether the ICANN meeting team is available. And also I noticed there are several members is not available on 25th and 26th.
At this point, we're looking at the 25th, 26th. We know Catherine isn't available on the, plus a number of other people on the previous week, because that's where we had it and have rescheduled it. My recollection is the week of the 9th of July was not acceptable for another reason, and the following week, we're then going into August, which we know is not acceptable. So I may be missing something, but and if staff can confirm, but I think we've pretty well ruled out the other weeks at this point. So I think we either stay with the 19th, 20th, and do without Catherine, or we figure out a way to move to the week of the 23rd, or postpone to September, of course.
Okay, understand. So I just have a concern that once we couldn't make it on 25th and 26th, we still need to come back again to do a doodle poll again.
I think at this point, if we cannot make it on the 25th, 26th, we have a decision that we make, which is reschedule in September or hold it on the 19th and 20th. I think those are our two options, as I understand. Alice or Jean-Baptiste, am I missing something?
Thanks, Alan, to Dallas. So our first action item here is to check with meetings team whether 25th and 26th is still open in the schedule. If it is, then we'll issue a doodle poll out to the review team with two sets of dates, essentially 19th and 20th, which is the initial agreed set of dates, and then the 25th, 26th. And then based on that, I think you will reach a decision on whether to keep the 19th, 20th, or to reschedule as appropriate.
Yeah. Alice, I should have said this earlier, but perhaps you want to verify again the 24th is still not available. Maybe things will have changed since the last time you talked to them. Because we discarded 24th, 25th because of the meetings team original statement, but the world does change sometimes. So that might be worth checking.
Hi, this is Catherine. First of all, if I may just take the floor, I'm Alan.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, sorry. This is just to say that I'm really sorry for the mess which I'm creating, and just to explain, because I shared it with the leadership but not with the rest of the team yet. It's basically I'm in charge of a legislative proposal, and there's basically a 6-month rotating presidency of the union, and the new presidency under the Austrians starts in July, and they've just issued their dates for July. So. And I'm in negotiating sessions all day on the 19th and 20th, and I'm not allowed to miss those based on my management's instructions. So that's why I can't be there for the face-to-face. I'm really sorry that this comes so late. That being said, I think the point Lily is making is that if there's a possibility to reconsider also at least that same week, because I, for example, would be available on the other days that same week, so Monday to Wednesday, if the 24th, 25th, 26th would not be an option. So if we do start a doodle, I think Lily's point was just to say, let's add a few more options beyond just those two, to make sure that we really cover the possibilities.
Okay, so you're saying cover the whole week of the 23rd.
What is it? 17th, yeah.
Oh.
Or 16th.
Oh, the previous week also, you're saying. Okay. You're saying go back to the previous week, but the beginning of it.
So if we take it in Alice's two-step approach, to first see whether there is a possibility on the 24th, 25th, 26th, and if not, if we have to restart the doodle, then to see whether we can add a few more options beyond just
okay.
The 19th, 20th, and 25th, 26th. I think that was Lily's point, if I understood her.
Okay, got it. Thank you. I misunderstood. Alice, is that now clear with you?
Okay, so I'll go back to me what reveal
okay.
They have left. for the week of July 23rd.
And the week of the 16th.
Yes.
All right. We may get through this. Catherine, thank you for doing that. I had forgotten you had only sent that message to the leadership team. And we are, of course, disappointed that you're not just going to resign your job in favor of the review team as being a higher priority. But
oh, of course I would, Alan, but then I think I would lose my seat. I would no longer be part of the GAC.
Oh, no, you have been appointed as an individual at this point. We're stuck with you, or vice versa. It's not a serious option, however, in any case. Just a joke. All right, thank you all. Before anyone has an opportunity to say anything else, I think we'll call the meeting to an end and turn back another 15 minutes or so of you to your real life, and we'll be talking to you later. And please, anyone who owes us something in terms of getting their draft reports past their committee, their subgroup, please try to get that done so we can meet our targets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.